John?
Yes, the contract audit unit basically relies upon a bench contracting approach to find people who are qualified to do something at the right cost. IT uses a similar approach. They have bench contracting. Excuse me. I think legal services also uses bench contracting, again, which weighs both quality and price. Can any of these contracts that are here, that are on this sheet, can any of these types of contracts be used on a bench basis, again, which weighs quality and price?
Could I answer that before you do? I mean, 141 and 142 are two different types, and I think I have absorbed the 141 argument that we may not do it often enough, but we've scoured the market to find folks and tried to even do our best to make them employees at half or a quarter of the price, but we feel we have pretty much continuous scour the marketplace. On 142, I have the same question as Chuck here, is that there's a hungry marketplace out there. I mean, we did an RFP, and we hired one of the biggest in the nation to do this particular service, but if then they are able to take on a monopoly characteristic once they get this big district's real estate piece, aren't we ill-served if we don't have the flexibility to immediately go to one of these other 10 guys who are hammering up their signs on every big